The young woman then closed the door to the room. She worked all day long. She didn't even leave the room at night. She continued working for 3 days. On the third night, the young woman came out of the room with a roll of cloth. It was the most beautiful cloth ever seen. "This is called crane's cloth," the young woman said. "Please take the cloth to the town and sell it. And please buy me some more thread." The next day the old man went to the town with the cloth. He walked through the town, saying, "Crane's cloth for sale! Crane's cloth for sale! Does anyone want crane's cloth?" He sold the cloth for a lot of money, and he bought some more thread and other things. Then he walked happily home. The next day the young woman began making more cloth. On the third day, the old woman said to her husband, "How is such beautiful cloth made? I want to look into the room." "Just a little, only a peep," said her husband. So the old couple very quietly opened the door and looked into the room. The old couple saw only a crane in the room. The crane was pulling out its feathers with its long bill and weaving them into the cloth. That night, the young woman came out of the room with some new cloth. "Mother and father, I am the crane that was caught in the trap. You helped me, and I came to your home to thank you. But because you looked into the room and saw me working, I must go away. I'll never forget your kindness. Thank you for letting me stay with you for such a long time." When she finished this speech, the young woman spread out her arms and became a crane. The crane then flew up into the sky, made a circle over the old couple's house, and flew away toward the mountains.